Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Well, let me just say, we never stopped talking to Monumental. We never stopped negotiating, and we never stopped making our deal an even better deal. So I would say that the culmination of the signing that we celebrated last night, probably started 2 weeks after their announced the start. I shouldn't say the culmination, the commencement. We started paving that road 2 weeks or 3 weeks after their announcement in, about Virginia. So we never, you know, gave up on keeping our teams. We focused on making our deal better. And that's the result.
D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser, who for a short time, it looked like, had lost the Caps and the Wizards to Virginia, but they are back in a big, big way. $515 million going to go to Monumental to keep them on 7th and F Streets over in Chinatown through 2050.
2050
is the agreement. So 26 more years of those two teams being in D.C. at least, and then we'll reassess at that time, and I'm sure everyone will be excited to have Capital One Arena be 60 years old and not have a new arena at that point. Let's just put some more lipstick on it, and it'll be – it's better to have a 4 than a 10 somewhere else, right?
I guess.
But that is not the point of the dude's story. That press conference yesterday was an all-timer. I give Ted and the mayor credit because they acknowledged a couple different ways what had happened previously. I know your speculation was that they would just pretend like Virginia never happened. They made some veiled mentions. But, man, oh, man, we all know. Everybody watching and listening on 106.7 The Fan last night, we know the story here. They were going to Virginia.
Yeah.
They weren't allowed to go to Virginia, basically, by Senator Lucas, and it didn't work out. They now are coming back to D.C. because that's where the arena is, and that's where they can have an arena moving forward. Bowser's kind of celebrating as if, like, I stole them back from Virginia. Okay. Victory lap if you want to.
Yeah.
But it all worked out in the sense that D.C. teams are going to be in D.C., and the place where we've got all the great memories of the Caps Cup and so many playoff appearances and the Wizards getting to the postseason those few times, they're going to continue to be there.
What I've learned in doing this gig is that 99.3, maybe 4, maybe even 5 or 6% of people don't care about how. They don't. If Dan Snyder had left the yacht and picked the right quarterback, everyone would have been happy because the quarterback was good. You know what I mean? Like, there's some of us that can't get past how stuff happens. I'm one of those people. I need to know, I need to understand, and I need people held accountable for bad processes. And that's what this was. Make no mistake about it. This wasn't some negotiating genius. This wasn't some Machiavellian, three-dimensional chess move ahead or behind. They got lucky. They got lucky. They didn't have their ducks in a row. There was arrogance on the part of D.C. leadership on a million different fronts, totally ignored something that was a very real threat for them to leave, and they couldn't have been more fortunate that Virginia politics is a hot, buttered, tangled rat's nest of nonsense, just like they are, by the way. So they get the teams back, and everyone gets to pat themselves on the back and have a press conference. We all congratulate ourselves, and Ted Leonsis is like, yeah, it's where I always wanted to be. Totally. I'm sure I believe it.
But here's what I wonder, though. Does it matter what the prologue was?
To most people, the answer is no.
To the average person. You just said for you,
yeah.
you keep score, you'll remember,
oh,
you're angry,
so
all that.
Yeah.
You do that more than any person I know.
100%. It's my thing.
I think the average person, their opinion on Ted Leonsis ultimately is going to be determined by how his teams are.
Mm-hmm.
If you like Ted Leonsis right now, you probably are a bigger hockey fan than basketball fan, I would say. But you feel good about the direction of the teams, whether that's the Caps, who are playoff bound for the moment, the Wizards, who are finally rebuilding with Winger and Dawkins. If you are anti him as an owner, you think that the Caps should have more than one cup, or he should have kept Barry Trotz, or maybe that he's done a bad job running the Wizards. But we don't think of Jack Kent Cook as the guy that took the Redskins out of D.C. to Landover, Maryland.
Right.
We think of the beginning of the incredible run of this organization and then three Super Bowls on his watch. So I think if they win, Ted won't have much to worry about.
Yeah, people don't care. People don't care. Like, they don't care about the majority of stuff, right? Like, they want to watch their teams. A lot of times they want to just hear positive stuff or whatever. I think the majority of rank-and-file fans might be irritated for 5 to 10 minutes about this, but, you know, I'll just go to Capital One Arena. It worked out, so who cares? I think that's how most people are going
to
feel.
Best thing about them staying in D.C. is that neighborhood, which is important to a lot of us, where we've spent so many great days, is going to flourish moving forward, hopefully. Because it's been in a bad way lately, the last few years. But had the teams left, it would have bottomed out and it would have been a disaster. But now it's got a chance. And really, the city needed the teams. I mean, I shudder to think about what it would have meant to D.C., especially if they don't get the Commanders.
Mm-hmm.
But in the meantime, certainly without the two kind of benchmarks of the Caps and the Wiz, we're talking about 400,000 people coming into D.C. to spend money, to go to the establishments, restaurants, bars in the area, to walk around the neighborhood at a time where 49% of foot traffic from before the pandemic is here in the city at this point.
Mm-hmm.
They needed the teams, and they got the teams back, and hopefully it can help with a revitalization, not only of that neighborhood, but just big picture.
D.C. at large, yeah.
In D.C.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.